Hello, and welcome to the Snaxos podcast with music by Dmitri Shostakovich and performances by pianist Boris Giltburg and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Vasily Petrenko. That cheeky music you just heard is the very beginning of his Piano Concerto No. 1, a wonderful and sort of unique concerto, unique because it actually has two solo instruments, the piano, as you would expect for a piano concerto, and also a solo trumpet. In late June of 1960, Dmitri Shostakovich went to Leningrad to meet with his close friend Isaac Glickman. The composer seemed terribly upset. Shostakovich told Glickman he had agreed in a moment of weakness and under some pressure, probably quite a bit of pressure, to join the Communist Party. Shostakovich apparently thought of this as a devastating personal defeat. This was, after all, the same party which had mounted vicious attacks on him in 1936 and again in 1948. Such attacks could have led, and in many other cases did lead, to arrest, exile, or even death. Shostakovich only lost his job and had most of his works blacklisted. And of course, he became the subject of widespread persecution by his peers and the official media. Societies where those in control use their power to coerce conformity are usually only pleasant for the very few. Music by Dmitri Shostakovich with pianist Boris Giltburg. In his liner notes, Giltburg says the trumpet's role in this piece is fascinating. Shostakovich originally wanted to compose a trumpet concerto, later changed it into a double concerto with trumpet and piano, and finally brought it to its present balance of power. In the outer movements, where the mood, and indeed the musical content, changes every few bars, the trumpet is irreverent, intervening, interrupting, happily snatching the line out of the pianist's hands, and is a general mischief-maker. In the second movement, which is a very slow waltz, the trumpet is handled completely differently. The way Shostakovich writes for the plaintive sound of the muted trumpet seems full of both melancholy and great beauty. Here's a bit of that movement. The solo trumpeter is Rhys Owens. Boris Giltburg was born in 1984 in Moscow, but moved to Tel Aviv at an early age. He began studying piano with his mother. Actually, his mother didn't want him to play the piano because she said there are enough pianists in the house, and of course she told him so. But, like with most youngsters, when she said that to him, it had the opposite effect. Young Boris pestered her and pestered her and pestered her, and eventually his mother relented, and we can all be glad she did. Her son has become a spectacularly fine pianist. In 2013, he won first prize at the Queen Elizabeth competition, and in 2015, he began a long-term recording relationship with Naxos, and he now performs all over the world. I had a chance to hear him a few months back at Carnegie Hall, and all I can say is if you have a chance to hear him live, do so. And if you can't hear him live, well, you'll have to get his excellent recordings on Naxos. Actually, you'll probably want to do both, hear him live and get his excellent recordings. From this new Shostakovich recording, here is the opening to the Piano Concerto No. 2. Shostakovich wrote his second piano concerto in 1957 as a birthday present for his son Maxim. The opening movement is often humorous, full of that happy, full-speed-forward energy that one finds in Shostakovich's happier moments in his music. The middle movement of this concerto is a different matter. In the liner notes, Giltburg writes, "The second movement is to me a rare instance of Shostakovich without a mask. There is genuine sadness in that long opening, which is lightened somewhat by the gentle tenderness of the piano melody." That was from the slow movement of Shostakovich's second piano concerto. The other major work on this recording is Boris Giltburg's own transcription of Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 8. It's a testimony to Giltburg's arranging skills that when he plays this piece, it sounds as though it was originally written for the piano. This piece, in either the quartet or piano version, has for me a kind of deep sadness. It also seems very personal, and it is. So personal that Shostakovich begins the whole piece with his own initials turned into sound. In German notation, the notes D, E-flat, C, B, which is what you hear at the very beginning, are named D, S, C, H. D for Dmitri, S, C, H for Shostakovich. Those are the first four notes you hear in the piece. The whole piece is built around those notes, and that four-note signature appears more than 100 times throughout the piece. Music from Shostakovich String Quartet No. 8, transcribed for piano by Boris Giltburg, who is also the soloist on this recording. In the two concertos, he's accompanied by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Vasily Petrenko. A few years ago, Petrenko and this same orchestra made an outstanding series of recordings of all of the Shostakovich symphonies for Naxos. So this album brings together a great Shostakovich pianist and an orchestra who are among the best in the world at this repertoire. Definitely worth exploring in its entirety. It's available at all fine music retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573666. To go out, here is the spirited ending of the Piano Concerto No. 2. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.